You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking.
Good morning to the nation out there in La La Land and across the world and all the other places that we have going on. I know it's interesting because in this podcast, we've had followers or people that have hopped on there or hopped on to the podcast all the way from the UK to Canada, all the way over to outer skirts of Russia. It's pretty cool to see the wide range that a podcast can really get you and where you're going with things. So I just wanted to check in with everybody this morning on this 18th of September, a Monday. And I know Mondays are sometimes tougher for most. And as you can hear, you might be able to hear. I don't know if you can, but I have a little bit of a cold going on in the background. So just bear with my, a little bit of a Barry White voice going on right now and a little nasally that I got going on too. So I just wanted to let you know that as we're going through the podcast. So today, one of the things that I brought up on Coffee Talk was around controlling your actions. And I'll tell you a little story. Okay, so this weekend, we had football with my son and then also watching my Patriots win. It was great and gratifying. Of course, I didn't get to watch them live because I was at my son's Patriots game, but I DVR'd it and came back and watched it and was able to see the gratification of victory of comeback number two. Just saying, sports-related stuff, but you know, I got to go ahead and bring it up anyway. So I was at the game and I'm watching my son and I'm sitting there watching his interaction with other folks. Now, my son's a little bit shorter than most of the other kids on the field, but he's very fast and he tackles very well. So they call him the Tasmanian Devil. He's a little guy that goes out there and just kind of wraps up people and does a really good job. They put him an inside linebacker and he's really aggressive and fights for the ball and reminds me a lot of Clay Matthews out there from Green Bay. So one of the things that he does a lot of times is he gets good hits or he gets good tackles or whatever. And because he's so short comparatively to a lot of other folks that are there or a lot of the other kids in the same grade or same demographic or whatever else that we talk in football talk, he gets bullied a little bit and he gets pushed around. And people think because he's so small that they can do whatever they want to do with him. So in the game, the circumstance was something had happened. He was coming around the back end and some kid pushed him, like, you know, got in his face. So next play came around. I was watching him during the whole time because you watch your own kid when they're in the sports and those kind of things, see how they're responding to things. And so this kid jumped all over him, right? And was like kind of pushing him and saying stuff to him. You could see he's mouthing off to him underneath his breath and getting under my son's skin. And he's getting kind of fired up or whatever. So one of the other plays comes around. And so my son takes, you know, offense to it and comes in and pushes him and comes after him. Almost looks like he took a swing at him, but he kind of took his hand and pushed on the bottom of the helmet and pushed the kid away. And of course, the yellow flags come in and he gets penalized, a big costly penalty in the game to move the team back the way that they didn't want to go, the direction they didn't want to go. And it was already a really tough team that we were playing against, so it really cost the team a lot. So the coaches were in his face and they're yelling and screaming at him. So, you know, I didn't want to get into his face or talk to him about it because in the moment, because he'd already been talked to by the coaches or by the referees or whatever else that was there. So afterwards, we had a discussion and I was telling him a little bit more about being the better man and being in control of your emotions and a control of the situation. So not letting circumstances and not letting things like circumstances get in the way of you being successful at what you want to do based on the fact that you're emotional or you are driven that way, where you are coming at something based on what's going on around you and how people are responding to you. So we talked a little bit about that and he was saying, well, I just responded to the fact that they were talking trash to me and they were coming at me with stuff and they weren't necessarily being very nice and, you know, sportsmanlike, and we were, you know, back and forth and this, that, and the other, and it's part of the game. And I told him, I said, I fully understand that. I do. But I also know that you are in control of the way that you respond. And no matter how emotional you get about the circumstances that are going on around you, you are in control of what you're doing. in those circumstances, in that situation, with whatever's going on around you. And so he thought about it a little bit, and we discussed it for a while, and you know, he agreed he probably could have handled the situation a little bit differently. And we talk about being a leader on the team versus being a follower, right? Not necessarily letting things dictate what you're going to do, but rather you do the right thing in the situation. You have the good sportsmanship. You have the pick your teammates up, and you have the leadership skills of putting people in right places in the right frame of mind and being a leader on your team and doing as the coaches ask you to do and everything, fall in alignment and just do what you have to do and lead by example. So it was a great conversation. But then I thought to myself, as I got home last night, I was thinking to myself, well, why don't we do that? Why are we reactionary to the circumstances that are going on around us? Why, whatever drama happens in our lives, whenever, I don't know, illness happens or family happens or money happens or any of those things, we respond with unhealthy behaviors. It's almost like my son, when he puts his hand up to somebody's face or hits them and the flag comes in, why do we respond that way to situations that arise? Why are we reactionary towards circumstances? So think about that. How many times have you had something happen to you, it's thrown at you, and you have it happen right in front of you, and then you respond with unhealthy behaviors? How many times? I mean, more often than I can even come close to counting for me, because I literally am wired that way. That's how I'm wired. Well, a lot of my journey has been, how do I change that dynamic? How do I change my response rate of, I need to think about things a little bit more? Take that 3-second rule, that 5-second rule that I've always talked about in the past. Even with my son, I say, you got to take the 3-second rule, breathe it out, think about things, and then move into the situation and then respond. So how do we do that? What's the way that we respond? How do we respond to negative situations? So, or for instance, something goes on around you and then we do something. We do something that we may not be proud of. We do something unhealthy. We do something where we eat something we don't really want to eat, or we dive into something based on just emotions or feelings or our gut tells us or those kind of things. And at the end of the day, when we get done with our whole situation or whatever had arisen, we always blame it on the fact that it was the circumstances that caused that to happen. Always. I know I do. This is more from my experience, but I know there's got to be other people that relate to what I'm talking about here. We look at the situation, we say it was based on the fact that I went through the following and the following and the following, and this is why, and this is what happened to me, and that's why I made the decisions that I did, so that's why it happened. Versus the other side of the equation of, I owned the situation, I knew what the circumstances were, I knew what was coming, I was aware, I was mindful, I knew what I was getting into, and I made better choices because of it. What a different conversation that is. And how many of us park in the latter? Probably not that many. I mean, to be honest, how many of us sit there and say to ourselves, I've made a really good choice today based on the fact that I found out that my friend was in a car accident. I made really good choices. No, we live in the moment a lot of times through grief, through depression, through pain, through suffering, through those kind of things. And then we're responsive. I can almost guarantee you, almost all of us, even if we are the most focused individuals in the whole entire world, when drama starts to happen or circumstances happen in life, and I'm talking, I know those are big things like accidents and illnesses and things like that, but even the small ones, even the small things that happen in our lives, how many times are we in control of the situation? Yesterday on episode 40, we talked about in control, being in control, where I know that if I'm tracking and I'm putting my points into my tracker and I'm looking at what I'm eating and I'm doing the things that I need to do, then I'm in control. Well, this is the same concept. You're in control if you can take a situation that's happening, that's going on around you, responding to whatever stimulus that's coming your way, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, and responding in a way that you say, I'm mindful, I know what I'm doing, I'm in control, and this is how I'm handling the situation. That's control. Now, that's so much easier said than done. And I know life happens. And I know that we need to grieve and we need to feel those feelings of things like depression or feel those feelings of things like sadness or upset or angst or anger and those things, because that's part of the human nature. That's part of our human psyche. And if we shut those feelings down, then bad things can happen in the end also. So you got to go through those things. And I get that. That's part of life. That's our landscape. That's our canvas that we're writing about ourselves. And that's our canvas that we are feeling feelings and doing the things to be able to get through life and do the and live life in its fullest capacity. So I get that. And I also know it is so much easier said than done when we're talking about keeping your emotions in check and fighting through the drama. Because life happens and we've all been there. We can think we're going to be in control all that we want to, but when it happens, it's so much harder to be able to actually do it and perform it and get through it and make that happen. So the assignment really from this, for me, is going to be that I need to learn how to do what I just told my son what to do. I can give advice all that I want to my son about being in control and being a leader and not letting the circumstances make him have an emotional response or not let the circumstance drive his behavior, but rather control the situation and be in control of your emotions, your responses, the way that you treat it. So if you can do that and I can tell my son that, and I can look at him and say, be a leader amongst your peers, be somebody that's in control, then why can't I do that myself? Because it's hard to do, because I'm a food addict, because I have a lot of baggage built up over 44 years of life that I just sometimes feel like I just can't do it. Not really sure the reasons why, but if I can tell my 12-year-old son to be a leader and not let circumstances drive his behavior, then I should be able to do the same exact thing. I'm 44 years old. He's 12. He seemed to have taken that advice in and said, you know, you're right. I need to think about that. Well, you know what? I need to say that to myself. You know, I'm right. I need to think about that. I need to think about the way that I respond to emotions and circumstances and things that happen around me, because life is crazy. And when it gets crazy, we need stability. And the stability that can be caused from it is the stability that I create. I can create that stability by creating calm in the time of chaos. And that was something that somebody had told me, a leader that I once worked with that I loved. And I know I've heard it a few times since then. Oh, by the way, I've got my Cape Cod, Massachusetts mug going on here. For all those on the video can see it. Cape Cod. Yep, absolutely. So cheers to coffee. And a leader once told me one time, back in the day when I first started in leadership at the company that I currently work for, that said, a great leader creates calm in the time of chaos, but an even greater leader sometimes has to create chaos in the time of calm. So when things are just going status quo, that's somebody that goes in and says, okay, I need to change things up. I can't just sit still and sit by and idle. I'm talking about creating calm in the time of chaos. When life is happening, get your stability going. Know that you can control it. Let mind be over matter and mind be over circumstance that you can do this. So again, if I can tell my 12-year-old son to be able to take control of the situation and be in control of his emotions, I think I should be able to do it as a 44-year-old man. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.